I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a difference. You just got to adjust. With Andy, he's going to hit his 10-yard. If it's a deep, if it's a 7-step or a 5-step, Andy going to hit it and climb versus Justin. You know, because I played with Mike. I played with Foles, two different quarterbacks. You know, Mike always trying to make a play, so he going to bail out and roll out, not knowing, you know, I'm pushing the end up the field so he can come back and tomahawk. So I just got to adjust. I got to take more kicks when Justin in there just to cut off his pursuit angle because he going to bail out and try to make a play. And that's what he do, you know, making plays. So it's just two different quarterbacks. You got one that pushes up, and then you got one that's trying to get outside the pocket if you get a little pressure up front.
We're back with more of the Bet Rivers Sportsbook pregame show on Sports Radio 670 The Score with Molly, Patrick Manley, and Olin Krutz. Brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, official sportsbook of the Chicago Bears. Download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app today.
Oh, yeah. It's the pregame show. It's the start of the new era in Bears football. It's the first start for Justin Fields, and we're delighted to be here with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. And it's presented by Bet Rivers, the official sportsbook of the Bears. The Bet Rivers download app. Download the Bet Rivers app today. Boy, that's not easy for me to say. Maybe I had one too many zing zangs. We have a new partner
Sean
on the score.
I can say it well.
Don't let Olin hear. Olin, I apologize for that read. Zing Zang is a new partner on the score and on the pregame
show. This is serious business,
show.
Guys. Cut it out.
It is. And I got a 4-pack of the Bloody Mary cans. I got to tell you something. This is some special stuff. This will make the weekend better for you. I can't really indulge during the week, but fantastic stuff. And we will indulge ourselves now with Dan Pompey. Dan Pompey does a great job at The Athletic. He obviously his name is written in the Hall of Fame. That tells you something. And he joins us on the guest hotline, which is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy Justin Fields Day. Exciting day, huh?
Well, tell us about it. I mean, you know, this anticipation, people have been waiting for Justin Fields since, Sid Luckman retired. It just feels like people, you know, we talk about patience with the quarterback. Don't the fans need a little patience here? I mean, the guy is now starting. I know what Matt Nagy's been saying, but it's hard not to want to get to the end, the finish line.
Yeah, you know, I think based on what we saw last week, it really shouldn't be, you know, the expectation shouldn't be that this guy's going to go out there and light it up. I think he clearly still is learning. I would think that he is capable of taking a step forward from last week now that he had a full week of practice with the first stringers and got all the reps in practice and, you know, got a little more comfortable last week, probably with the speed of the game and what the defense looked like. But he's going to face a completely new challenge this week. You know, he's got a different defense. Now the Browns' defense has struggled a little bit this year. You know, they have allowed a passer rating against of 115. So that would probably give Fields and the Bears' offense some hope. But, you know, Joe Woods is a pretty crafty defensive coordinator. You know, I've talked to Joe about his scheme and, you know, what are the things he tries to do. He kind of incorporates a lot of different things, you know. He uses some of the man pressure that he learned when he worked with Wade Phillips in Denver. He can incorporate some Tampa 2, as he learned in Minnesota with Mike Tomlin. And he also likes to do some of the first and second down things that he picked up in San Francisco when he worked with Robert Sala, which of course is a derivative of the Pete Carroll system from Seattle. So, you know, he can throw a lot of the different things at you. It's a lot for a young quarterback to prepare for, and I'm sure Fields will be challenged mentally today.
Oh, that was awesome stuff, Dan. And I just want to point out that if Mully or Pat say I said anything before you came on, I didn't. So,
overdid you, Dan.
Hey, Dan, what would you consider a successful day today for Justin Fields? By that, I mean, as long as you've covered the NFL, all the young quarterbacks you've watched, what traits are you looking for out of him today when you watch this young guy and Dan Pompey leaves and says that guy can play quarterback in the NFL?
Well, look, we know he can run around and make plays with his athleticism. We know he can make a spectacular throw. So if he does those things, and I expect him to do those things, it's not going to be really a revelation or anything that we learned. You know, what would be great to see in terms of the development of a young quarterback is ability to sit in the pocket and go through progressions, make right reads. I think one of the great things about Fields that everyone will tell you, probably going back to the point when he was a kid, is he never seems to be rattled, right? He's got a great composure, a great demeanor on the field. And I would expect that would continue today. And the thing we haven't seen, though, really is, you know, how does he respond to adversity when he's in a really bad situation, when he's getting his rear end kicked, when, you know, he needs to go out in the fourth quarter and make a drive, put a drive together, and be a clutch player and deliver that pinpoint throw in the back of the end zone or whatever it may be, fade route. The things that separate the championship quarterbacks from the other quarterbacks, those are the kinds of traits, obviously. You're not going to see them all today, but if you see one or two, it gives you a little something to build on and some hope.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Dan, I got to go a little bit different here with this question because you're such a good person to ask. So the NFL now has an emphasis on this taunting, the taunting rule. I'd love to get your thoughts on that and why the heck is the NFL messing with the game and taking, you know, just clapping over a player and making that a 15-yard penalty?
Yeah, it's a good question, Pat. You know, I understand the intent of the rule and how it kind of came to be. And I know I talked with Mike Vrabel about this some in the offseason, and he was one of the guys who really pushed the rule, which was interesting because, you know, Olin probably could tell you that Vrabel was a guy who was probably a little bit of a taunter when he was a player. I think the idea is to avoid the situation where things get out of control and you start having brawls and they want to have an NFL that young kids can look at and say, you know, this is sportsmanship, this is how we should comport ourselves. But I think, you know, it's a learning experience in terms of how to officiate this and how to, where do you draw the lines? And I think last week we saw the lines were kind of drawn in the wrong places. Mm-hmm. And whether or not this is just kind of, oftentimes we see when a new rule comes into effect, we see the rule really called severely, as it was last week. And I think it's done that way early to kind of set an example. And then after a while, things loosen up. And I would guess that it's going to loosen up a little bit as we move forward.
Yeah, I hope so.
Dan, I'm curious to get your take on Andy Dalton. We had Adam Schefter report this morning that Dalton is expected to miss more time than 2 weeks. In other words, he'll miss 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks with the bone bruise on his knee, on his left knee. And we know that, you know, the bone bruise is, there's no cartilage damage, there's no ligament damage, but the bone bruise is basically your fema, which is like the thigh bone, rubbing against the tibia, which is the kind of long bone below your knee. And the idea that you've got a bruise inside the bone is pretty scary. The Bears opted not to put him on our IR, which would have given him 3 weeks off. I think we're all waiting to see what they would do on Saturday Is there any kind of roster issue that could be created by that if they have to kind of turn and do anything? Do they expect him back despite these reports, or are they just kind of – I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing?
Well, Dr. Mulligan.
That was pretty good, right? Man.
I looked it up.
I think it's probably a situation where they're not quite sure when he's going to be back. And, you know, oftentimes with injuries, it's not black and white. And you kind of find out as you go what the scenario is. And, you know, they might be couching themselves a little bit to see how Justin Fields plays. And, you know, if Fields goes out and really performs poorly, obviously there is some motivation to try to get Dalton back in there, maybe even if he's not 100%. But if Fields goes out and plays well, then you could stick the guy in IR because he's never going to play again, right? So
post-game things to look for.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I think, you know, there's just uncertainty with it right now. That's my read on the whole situation.
You know, Dan, I know we're talking about a lot of Justin Fields, and rightfully so, with all the quarterbacks Chicago has had. But I think there's a guy in the backfield who needs to be the star of today's game, David Montgomery, and just the way he runs the ball, his, you know, he always fights for extra yards. He's just really determined runner. I wonder what you think of David Montgomery and what you expect from him today.
Yeah, you know, I think he's off to a nice start. And, you know, he definitely needs to be a big part of the game plan today. I expect that the Browns will try to run the ball a lot, too. So you could be in a, you know, a matter of ball control against this team. I mean, the thing you don't want is for Fields to be in there in a lot of third and longs. You know, maybe facing a big deficit, you know, desperation passing. That's not an ideal recipe for a young quarterback to have success. So, yeah, you need to have you have the supporting cast go out there and do their jobs. And certainly Montgomery is probably the key to all of that for the Bears and the running game and the guys up front, too. I mean, the other thing, too, you know, pass protection becomes critical. Especially against the guy who might be the best defensive end in the entire NFL and Myles Garrett. And, you know, I'm sure that Woods is going to be scheming to get him free today and really have him bust out. Be interesting, though, too, you know, when you're pass rushing against Justin Fields, you have to take something off a little bit because of his ability to get around the edge and make plays with his feet. You know, all that's going to be interesting. And Garrett, by the way, has history with Ifedi because they were college teammates. And I know from talking to Garrett that they didn't always get along out on the practice field. So it'll be interesting to see how that matchup plays up, or if he's over Jason Peters a lot, we'll see what they do with him.
Well, you mentioned a matchup there. That's one I'm really looking forward to seeing at 12 o'clock today. Are there any other matchups that you're looking forward to watching today when they kick off in Cleveland?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of them, Pat. I think, you know, Beckham against Jalen Johnson is going to be really interesting. Yeah. And, of course, Beckham against Vildor as well, you know, assuming that they don't travel with Beckham. You know, he's obviously one of the most gifted wide receivers in football. And the Bears will have their hands full. Johnson really, I thought, stepped up last week and has continued to step up and really looks like he's developing into a premier cornerback in the NFL. This will be a different new test for him, and we'll see how he answers it. I think it'll be a big deal in the game.
Do Chubb and Roquan Smith, former teammates, dislike each other too? Is that just something that happens in life?
Well, you know, oftentimes the former teammates do dislike each other despite what they say about how much they like each other. We know
sure
the truth,
not taunting
right,
each other.
I don't know. I was always well-liked, man. I can't even think of one guy. Dan, I can't even think of one person I had a problem with, to be honest with you.
I put it this way. I'm not taking your word for it.
Oh, man.
Dan, thanks so much. We appreciate your time. What did you end up doing? And I don't want to influence you, but I did see this statistic that since 2019, so it doesn't include the first year, but since 2019, so not counting 18, Matt Nagy has had 14 games where he's been an underdog of more than a field goal, and he's a 7-point underdog. It opened at 7-5, but I think the uncertainty with Mayfield dropped it to 7. The Bears 1-13 straight up in those games, 2-12 against the spread in those 14 games where they've been supposed to lose.
Wow, that's a surprising statistic.
It's a bad one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they're supposed to lose again if you're asking me that question. And I think they will lose again. I think there is obviously Justin Fields is such an X factor that it's hard to really determine what kind of impact he's going to have on the game and how ready he is for this moment. So, I think it's going to be a close game for that reason. I've got the Browns winning 23-20. The Bears defense, if it plays the way it did last week, Bears will win. But it's tough to expect the defense to go out and perform like that every week, especially against an offense like the Browns, which is a step up from the offense that the Bears played last week.
Great stuff, Dan. Thanks a ton. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Pompey. That's fun stuff. We didn't get into the fact, Olin, and I'll talk to him privately. Of course, I already have. You are one of 122 players that was mentioned for the Hall of Fame, eligible for the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. There are 8 Bears players of varying degree of Beardom. Obviously, it's yourself and Peanut and Lance Briggs, and maybe Devin Hester has the best chance. Reuben Brown, your friend Reuben mm-hmm. Brown, is a guy that played with the Bears and probably would go in based on his career in Buffalo. But there are other guys like that, but Reuben a little bit special among the group.
Yeah, Reuben, I think he ended up with 9 Pro Bowls. Obviously there's the alternates in there, but that's up to me and Reuben to talk about. But look, he had a great career, man. Rube was a dominant guard in Buffalo, came here late in his career. There are so many Reuben Brown stories that me and Pat Manley can tell. But I will tell you this. He was still played at an extremely high level when he got here. Never seen anybody pull like Reuben Brown. His length at guard, guys, how long his arms were. He was basically a left tackle playing the left guard position. But then even with his size and his height, he could pull and dig out linebackers. If you watch through his time here, if you turn the film on, most of our big runs, you will see Reuben Brown pulling around, getting his shoulder pad under the linebacker, pad under pad, driving his legs and moving guys out of there. And then if you put on film, I remember he played against Sean Rogers. Sean Rogers was an absolute animal for the Detroit Lions, 375, 380 pounds. Reuben Brown blocking him one-on-one. Sean Rogers could not run him backwards, and I came over one time to give Reuben a little help because I would imagine he would want a little help with Sean Rogers. And during the play, Mully, he was screaming at me, "You're taking my shine. Get away from me. I'm blocking him one-on-one." These now are true stories of Reuben Brown, and we could go on and on about this guy and the amount of, I would just say, joy we got out of being with him on the practice field, after the practice field, in meeting rooms, him playing football. I don't know how many guys played football like Reuben Brown.
Yeah, and I got to give you some credit too, Olin. When we first got him, I don't know how much fire he had left. You know, we were talking about Jason Peters last week, older guys coming in and, they have to still have that fire to be able to perform at a high level and really want to do it. And when he first got here, I'm not sure he had it. And I know you helped him find that. He found a friend in you. He found a competitor in you. I mean, whether it was on a practice field like you're telling that story, don't take my shine. Mm-hmm. But it was awesome what you did to him and also what he did to you.
I mean, listen, man, you want to give me the credit, I'll take it. You know what I mean? You want to give me Reuben's credit.
But it's true, though.
I just want to say, while we're on the lines of that, I announced Montgomery at the draft, obviously gave him the rub.
There you go. These are all – this.
Pat Manley, I had to help him with long snapping. I thought he was holding the ball wrong. This is a complete lie.
Oh, man. You guys had fun, man. It was fun to watch you guys.
Molly, I
got to
help him, They're not going to help him with speaking. I don't know. What else? What else we got? Adam, what do you need back there?
Post nasal drip. Help him with that.
I already told him about the neti pot. I said, you got to get the neti pot.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. All right. Back to the game for a second. You mentioned Jason Peters. We heard from him coming in. He had a couple of interesting clips. He compared – and I found that confusing because I've mentioned before that I think just based on body type, Fields kind of seems more McNabb to me than Vic or Lamar Jackson. And I mean, listen – the guy is unbelievably fast, but he's just put together in a different way. I was surprised to hear the Michael Vick reference from Jason Peters. Now, maybe he's more talking about how you block with a guy that has speed and will do things in the open field. What was your take on hearing him make that comparison? And he talked specifically about how you got to block when you're dealing with a guy that can run.
Yeah, sometimes when you hear an old vet talking at a press conference, he's basically telling you exactly what happened on film in the Bengals game. And Justin Fields got a little too deep in the pocket a couple times. Peters gave him a few hits. So I'm sure Peters had a nice conversation with him about drifting backwards in the pocket instead of stepping up, because the quarterback gets to a point, Mully, the tackles are going to run their DNs by him. A lot of times the goal is to try to get the two DNs to actually run into each other. Pat will tell you the left and the right tackle, they think that's awesome when the two DNs hit each other and drop. So they're both always trying to do that. Justin Fields last week, he kind of drifted back in the pocket and he was going to go. He likes to turn over his right shoulder, I think it is, and run out of the pocket. Look, defenses know that. Coaches study that stuff, and they're telling their DN he's going to drift back to this spot. So Peters is basically telling you, he told Fields in the meeting room, look, buddy, you got to step up here on this 5 or 7 step drop or whatever the drop may be. But it is different, and he's telling you it is different when you block for a running quarterback. And they have to study the film. The tackles do, I'm saying. But even the centers and guards, and you start to learn what this kid likes to do when he is under pressure, because these are not things that are thought about, right? He just reacts to that. And when you just react, you usually go back to your same move. So Justin Fields does have to add in to his game stepping up and then getting out of the pocket. And I think that's what Peters was saying there, that he has been through this before, that Foles and Vic, and he probably had to talk to Vic about that. Like, look, when I run this guy to this point, I'm going to keep blocking him here. The problem with Peters saying, look, I could take up a couple extra kicks. And Pat, well, a lot of people don't notice about Pat, but he was a really good tackle in college and in high school. And I played with Pat here when he first got here. He played a bunch of 907 and drills with us. Pat knows that tackle, if you start telling yourself to take a couple extra kicks, especially a guy like Peters whose physical tools have deteriorated a little bit, then that end starts coming inside. So yep. We don't want him doing that. We don't want him getting beat immediately inside. We don't want that protection. You always want to protect inside out. So Justin Fields does have to start stepping up a little more, because I know what Peters is saying. I'll take a couple extra kicks there, but look, that'll get you in trouble too.
I'm just, hey, Owen, if you say that, all I can hear is Tony Wise coaching me up my rookie year. Mm-hmm. Don't get beat inside.
Don't get beat inside.
Well, that's funny.
What's your take on this whole idea of the IR stint or not for Andy Dalton? Were you surprised that they didn't? If he's going to miss 3 weeks, why not protect the roster spot and have him go to IR? Were you at all surprised, or is it just the fact they don't need the spot now, so why prepare for it?
Yeah, that's interesting to me too, though. But you're always going to have the third quarter inactive on Sunday, right? So the third quarterback inactive on Sunday. So maybe that's just what they're thinking, that he's obviously going to be the third quarterback. We'll just keep him inactive. We'll keep him up, and maybe he heals up quicker. Maybe that's the thought. I don't know. I mean, that's the only reasonable thought that I have, that why they didn't put him on IR.
Yeah, I don't. It's always hard to try to determine from the outside how bad his injury actually is, right? But he's missing this game, so obviously it's pretty bad. I don't think he was on the practice field this week. So he's dealing with pain in that leg, and it is bugging him. Andy Dalton now, he's a veteran. Those kind of bone bruises, like you guys know, it's really just kind of how you feel, right? There's no MRI for them. I mean, they can MRI it, but do you really see a bone bruise? I don't know. So it's just kind of, how do you feel today? I'm sure they're going week by week. I guess they feel like they don't need that IR spot. I've said before, I think Nick Foles and Andy Dalton, like that Spider-Man gif when they walk in a room, they point at each other. I think they're the same guy. So it doesn't, you know, like you have Foles, like you're saying, Mully, I would love for them to see they have Foles, they have, you know, Dalton, they have Fields. I'd love for them to see, with all those quarterback coaches we talked about before, you'd love to see another young quarterback there that they're developing in the background, in the wings, getting kind of tired of all these veteran quarterbacks being around. As far as injuries go up at Hallis Hall, who knows? You see what's going on with Eddie Goldman. He's up, he's practicing, he's down, he's not. I don't know exactly what they're all doing up there. Tevin Jenkins, right? Tevin Jenkins, back injury. He gets surgery. I thought he was coming back. So right now, the whole injury thing, all that stuff going on, to me, they seem like at Hallis Hall, they have a bigger problem than just Andy Dalton when it comes to injuries.
Fair enough. All right, we're going to bring in Mark Rohde. We'll get the inactives. Maybe he knows who's playing nickelback. It's always fun to find out what the game day roster looks like, and we'll do that next. It's the pregame show with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley, presented by Bet Rivers, the official sportsbook of the Chicago Bears. Bet Rivers, download the app today. Here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I think I'm ready. I've been preparing for this moment a long time. So my mindset hasn't changed. I'm still going to, play like football and just prepare the best I can, like I said before, and just, get a lot of practice reps in and just study and, just get more comfortable and more confident with the plays.
It is the pregame show on The Score. You're listening to Mully and Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley, presented by Bet Rivers, official sportsbook of the Chicago Bears. Download the Bet Rivers app today, and we're delighted to get the update from our guy, Mark Rohde. He joins us on the hotline, and the guest hotline is brought to you, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, the inactives have just popped up, and really no surprises. The one the most significant of the bunch in terms of game day is Tashawn Gibson Sr. The Bears starting safety is out for this game now officially, so that means a lot of Deion Bush, who has always comported himself well as a backup. Bush always there, always on the Bears. But the other inactives today, Andy Dalton, Brashad Perriman is inactive again, old Artie Burns living on the inactive list, Jesper Horsted, and then, of course, Eddie Goldman, which has been an interesting story because last week Eddie Goldman practiced once, and that was it. He practiced twice this week, which led me to believe that he would eventually play. Then at the end of the week, he did not practice, and he didn't even make the trip, as a matter of fact. So he is officially out. So that's what we're looking at as far as some of the significant inactives today, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Hey, with Justin Fields getting his first NFL start, are we going to see any special packages for Nick Foles? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He's one play away, Patrick. He's one play away.
No, but seriously, how excited are the guys to have him start? You know, they've talked about him, raved about him in the media, but I think you're closer to the guys and talk to him. How excited are they for him to be out there taking snaps?
Pat, I think that they're excited, but there's also some anxiety mixed in with that as well. Like, they've been following this story, and they know all the hype that has gone on with us, with him, and now it's like a matter of seeing it. We really haven't seen it yet, the full Justin Fields. I mean, last week was a bad example. That was not a great performance for Justin Fields. Now he's had the entire week to prepare as the number one. These guys have been, you know, singing his praises since the day he walked in, and I think the players, they want to see it just like the fans want to see it, and I think that, you know, a lot of people in the media, we want to be right about it. So yeah, they are still singing his praises. They want it badly for him, but there's kind of like this cautious optimism when it comes to Justin Fields, because they realize this is the inexperience and the fact that he has never started a game in the NFL, let alone on the road against a pretty good defensive team.
Hey, Grody, couple of questions. First, I'd like to know, if you were injured, who your replacement would be over there on the field. Second, I think Studs could be up for that job. Anyway, I was wondering around the feeling around the building is, you know, Cleveland Browns obviously is going to be a tough game for the Chicago Bears today to go down there and beat them in Cleveland. But is there a feeling with the way Fields could play that they could lose and still win today? By that, I mean, could they feel good about the direction they're headed in from what Fields shows them today?
I'll take your questions in order, Owen. First of all, I think Adam Stadzinski, he might be a little bit too much of a Bears meatball, because he'd probably be wearing his 57 Olin Kreutz jersey.
Go.
Would be my guess. You know, a different jersey every week as he collected them as kid. Well, still to this day.
And then we got to watch Thayer cry on the sideline that he used to be 57. And why don't you have my jersey on? And we got to watch all that go down.
I've always wondered about that. Two very, very prominent 57s doing media. I want to see that cage match go down. But yeah, so Studs too much of a meatball. Truly, if I was to not do the sidelines anymore, I've been told that they would just shut the whole thing down.
Yeah,
there's really no sense in doing it beyond that. Yeah, that's it. They're like, no more sideline reports. It would just be a cardboard cutout of Mark Grody. It'd be great. But yeah, to your point, getting serious here now, yes, of course, there is a scenario where even if the Bears lose today and they're not favored to win, that if Justin Fields goes out there and he is good, I've been saying if there is credibility in what he does, if he looks like he belongs, even if he doesn't have a great game, then yeah, because I think we've switched modes now to this season being more, even though it feels middling, there's this metamorphosis from we still want to win and compete this season to the complicated matter of Justin Fields and developing a quarterback. I don't think there yet where the entire season is about Justin Fields, but you got to feel like with, you know, the report now that Andy Dalton could miss more than 3 weeks, according to Adam Schefter, that, you know, this might be his season. He may be right now. And if that's the case, this season is, yeah, wins would be great. Playoffs would be excellent. But the most important thing is that your quarterback looks like he belongs and that he shows traits of being a potential superstar quarterback in this league, and they just need to see signs of it. So, yeah, absolutely, this could be a win for the Bears if he comports himself well today.
I like the way you put it, that Tayshaun Gibson is the, you know, the one that hurts, basically, because he's out with the hamstring, and he's been a starter. You're going to lose something that you had. As far as Eddie Goldman is concerned, and maybe I'm allowing my discouragement with his inability to get on the field to leak through a little, but it's hard to miss what you haven't had, and you haven't had that guy since 2019. And as much as you think he would help them, especially in a game like this against a good offensive line, against a good running game, it'd be great to have him. They've done okay against the run without him. I'm trying to balance my feelings about Eddie Goldman's absence, because obviously, you know, he chose not to show up for the mandatory portion of Pratt. Here he is hurt. It's hard not to link things together, and it's hard not to be discouraged.
It's really, Molly, I'm discouraged. I mean, he hasn't been talking to us. Like, for 2 weeks in a row, we were told, yeah, Eddie Goldman on the list of players that will be at the mic for the media to ask questions. And both weeks, they have canceled his performances, and maybe that is because of the injury. But he has, like I said, he's practiced, so we assume that we would get a chance. It's really tough to figure out exactly what's going on with him. And, you know, just going, you know, he opted out last year, and there's nothing anybody can say about that. That was his prerogative, and you don't mess with stuff like that. But then this year, he misses he's not there until training camp. Then he had a back injury, and he was getting veterans days off, and now he's got the knee injury. So it is hard to figure out where his desire is right now, and specifically what's going on. And Molly, that's a good point. They have lived without Eddie Goldman for a long time, and I assume that in that building they just kind of think to themselves, this is, until he's back, we're just going to assume he's not going to be there week to week. And, you know, they you're right, their running game, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, both of those guys, excellent. Good thing Akeem Hicks returned. He was sick a couple of days this week. He was having some respiratory stuff, but I did see him in practice on Friday, and apparently he is healthy. But, yeah, we're at the point right now where I think it's fair to say that it's kind of a mystery with Eddie Goldman.
Well, what's the word on Mario Edwards?
Mario Edwards should be good to go. I mean, he was out there practicing this week. He did speak to the media, and for people who don't know, he did have to serve a 2-game suspension to begin the season. And yeah, he is going to help for sure. We've seen him, you know, last year he was a playmaker for the Bears. He is, you know, he's going to be one of those guys who's has to be careful not to get a taunting penalty, because he's pretty, you know, I mean, he's one of those guys that gets pretty pumped up and excited, and I'm sure you guys probably have had some issues with the taunting penalty so far.
For sure. Some of them are a little crazy. But, Grody, I'm wondering, being around that team this week, we were talking about earlier, the defense had a good game, and I'm hoping do they feel like they arrived, or they feel like they have to keep putting successful games out there for everybody to see? Because taking a look at their stats, the last 7 playoff teams they've played, they've averaged giving up 30 points a game. So this defense, to me, still has a lot to prove. They have a big challenge today. The Browns' offensive line matches up well with their strength, the Bears' defensive line. We know if they have any chance to win this game, the D-line has to dominate. Did you get that sense that defense still had that edge this week that they talk about so much?
I talked to Eddie Jackson, did a little one-on-one for the pregame show, and He's I asked him about that, like, you know, because last week was obviously a big week. He punched out a football that Tashawn Gibson scooped up and took it down the field. And Eddie Jackson had received individually a ton of criticism going back to last year. And then obviously after that first L.A. game. And he said, we're never going to let that happen again. And he was talking about the Rams game. But I will say this, all for the first time since I've been covering the Bears, like on an everyday basis since 2018. This is the first time the Bears' defense is unpredictable. Like, we always talk about how unpredictable the Bears' offense is and the obvious issues that exist there, the never-ending issues. But, like, I can't call it week to week now with the defense. And it has, and it's not just this year. Like you said, it's going back to last year and even in 2019. I mean, they have kind of been on this odd downslide since 2018 where there are games where you're like, yep, that's the Bears' defense. And then you're like, what's going on? Why did that guy just rip off a 15-yard run right up the middle? Like, some of the explosive plays have just been alarming that the Bears defense has given up. So that's my long way of saying that the jury is still out on the Bears defense. I think they still have a lot to prove.
Great stuff, Mark. Thanks for your everything. Good catching up with you.
Bye, guys.
See you, bud.
That is Mark Grody. Always fun to talk to him. We're going to take a quick time out. It's the pregame show with Olin and Patrick. It is presented by Bet Rivers, the official sports book of the Chicago Bears. Download the Bet Rivers app today.
With Justin, you really there's the play that's called, and then there's the second play that turns into kind of some background football. So, you know, I'm gonna begin some sprinting after practice week. but you just got to be aware of that. So that there's the scramble drill is really alive now with Justin, and he's gonna keep his eyes downfield for those throws. So, those are just things we all got to be aware of.
It is the Score pregame show. We've got Olin Krutz, the future Hall of Famer, the perennial Pro Bowler, the Bears legend, and, of course, Patrick Manley, the longest-serving player in team history. And the show is presented by Bet Rivers, official sportsbook of the Chicago Bears. Download the Bet Rivers app today. We want to thank the fine folks at Zing Zang. They are a new sponsor with the Score and a great friend of the pregame show. Not so much to you guys yet, because I believe I may have taken your canned cocktails and used them in a correct fashion. But dug into some bloodies yesterday, and God, just magnificent. Great way to get up. I had a little thing in the morning, and then I come home, and I can watch football and enjoy a Bloody Mary. Nothing like it. Guys, we just heard from Cole Kmet. We got to talk about the weaponry that is at the hands here of Justin Fields in this opener. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea? And I'm a little worried to hear Matt Nagy come out and say, that's never going to happen. We'll never have a game where we don't use the tight ends. They never use the tight ends. I asked David this week if he thought that Jimmy Graham was on the team to fly the airplane, because he doesn't seem to play. And I know he's a pilot, so there's got to be a reason they're paying him this money.
Yeah, like the Jimmy Graham, keeping him on the team, getting rid of who they got rid of. And I know there's a lot of numbers and all that stuff that goes into it, but Kyle Fuller's not here. Charles Leno's not here. They kept Jimmy Graham. We're all waiting for the reason they kept him. We know he struggles with blocking. We saw that last week. He missed that block where if he would have made that block, Justin Fields probably walks into the end zone down there. So he's here because he's a matchup problem. But, Pat, you go back to Trey Burton, they signed him. He's gone now. Adam Shaheen, they draft him. He's gone now. Now they got Cole Kmet. They draft him early. They signed Jesse James. They got J.P. Holtz. So they have four tight ends up every week for the game. And you just want to see Cole Kmet be a little bigger part of this offense, because they need somebody in the middle of that field that threatens them in their scheme. And I'm talking about the Andy Reid, right? Doug Peterson. You think about Ertz in Philadelphia when they're good. You think about Travis Kelce down there in Kansas City, obviously probably the best tight end in the NFL right now. When you talk about pass catching and mismatches for DBs and cornerbacks, you're going to see that today. All right, the Bears defense a little bit. I'm thinking with Landry being out, they're using Njoku over there in the slot, and the Bears struggle at nickel. So that's going to be a problem for them, but they will use their tight ends a lot. We're waiting for Coach Nagy in this scheme that features a pass-catching tight end to start using that guy.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't use them more, but well, maybe I guess I can answer my own question. It could be because the quarterbacks don't trust them. It looks like to me when they get in third situations, the scat protections you've talked about, Olin, they're going to Allen Robinson. They're going to him because they know he's going to win the matchup. Maybe they just don't trust Cole Kmet right now. Obviously, they're not playing Jimmy Graham enough. I don't think he's getting enough snaps to get to talk about, you know, trusting him. But it seems like to me, even Justin Fields last week, Andy Dalton does it as well. And we saw Mitch Trubisky do it, would always lean on Allen Robinson in any of those situations. It could just be a trust thing. I don't know. Hopefully, Cole Kmet can, you know, get together with Justin Fields and be used more. But it is kind of... it's head scratching because you watched that Kansas City game 2 weeks ago against the Browns and you see Travis Kelce all over the place getting the ball and having a great game. And I just surprised you don't see more of the tight end use with Matt Nagy.
Hey, Pat, I think I know where you're going with that. So I want to ask you this question. If you could explain to the listeners what you mean by, like, how do you earn a quarterback's trust? What do you mean by they don't trust him?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just in practice. You understand the guy's going to get open in his matchups. He's always going to catch the ball for you. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I think that's just how you get trust. You work all those reps in practice. You work the red zone. You work whatever third down blitz. You know the player is going to be where they're supposed to be, and they're going to be able to beat their man. You know they're better than them at whatever they're trying to do to get open. And I think Allen Robinson does that because he is a great receiver, and he's earned a lot of trust from the other quarterbacks previously, but he seems like he's always open and can make that contested catch that makes the quarterback look better and feel more comfortable.
Yeah, and Mully, I think a great example for our listeners of what Pat is talking about is that's why Miller's not here anymore, right? He was never in the right spot.
Yep.
No question about it. Okay, we're going to bring in Todd Haley. We're going to talk to one of your former coaches and a guy that is been a head coach in the league and been an offensive coordinator around the league, and we'll get his take on what you do with the rookie quarterback. We'll do that next here on the pregame show. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, presented by Bet Rivers, official sports book of the Chicago Bears. Download the Bet Rivers app today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.